All right, back here and right off the bat, nice to have you with us. The sun is out here in the Valley of the Sun. Not overwhelming today, probably in mid-70s, but a nice blue sky above, just very high scattered clouds over to, I'd say that's probably the south as I'm looking to my right here at Phoenix Muni. It's going to be a good game today. Vin Mazzaro is going to pitch for the A's, and boy, I can't wait to see him pitch again. Josh Altman, Casilla, Jerry Blevins, and Edgar Gonzalez is going to start for the A's today. DeSoto bail bonds all over the Bay Area. Jimmy DeSoto, good friend, and I've known that family for over 30 years. In my days of criminal law, you ring, we spring, and they do a great job. Very, very trustworthy folks. All right, time now to take our look around the Cactus League. We're going to bring in our former Major League scout. His name is Bernie Pleskoff. He worked for the Astros and the Mariners. He's in Goodyear today. And Bernie, how are you?
Good morning, Marty. It's a beautiful, beautiful day in Goodyear.
Yeah, well, you saw a good game yesterday, and today you're going to be in Goodyear. You're going to see Cliff Lee work for the Cleveland Indians, the Cy Young Award winner, Dave Bush for the Brewers. But today I want to talk about the Texas Rangers because we got the Mariners here in the A's, and then we have Texas in this division as well. So I want to get your thoughts about the Texas Rangers.
Marty, the Texas Rangers will reflect the strong work ethic of their president, Nolan Ryan. This is a club that is going to bash the ball. There is no question about it. They've added probably the most important person that they've added this year is their pitching coach, Mike Maddox. He and Jackie Moore are with the club, along with Nolan Ryan. That's a pretty good triumvirate to help these young players move right along. You know, Marty, this team is going to hit. Last year I was in Florida watching the Detroit Tigers batter the ball all over the ballpark, and I came back shaking my head, and I said, I don't know if any club can hit like the Detroit Tigers, but this Texas Rangers club with Josh Hamilton and Nelson Cruz, Michael Young, Chris Davis, Ian Kinsler, Hank Blaylock, they're a formidable club. And Josh Hamilton, if they can keep him healthy, he's got one of those big bodies with lots of moving parts, and Chris Davis can have an Adam Dunn type year, you know, the type where you strike out a lot, but you hit a lot of home runs, and that'll be all right. Right, Marty?
Well, I think so, but, you know, Bernie, as Bernie Pleskoff joins us from Goodyear this morning, Indians and Brewers down there, it's all pitching, and I realize in spring training you don't fall in love in March and September with young pitchers or veterans. But Kevin Millwood, 5 innings this spring, hasn't given up a run. You get Padilla coming back. I know Brandon McCarthy was going in a B game today. And that bullpen at the end, they've got Guardado, and they've got C.J. Wilson and Frank Francisco and people like that. I got to think, as many runs as the Rangers score, how in the world are they going to put a starting rotation together?
Well, they're going to do it with the help of Nolan Ryan. And they're going to do it with the help of Mike Maddox. There's a guy on their club, Matt Harrison, a left-handed pitcher, who really, really is the real deal. I think in 2 years, I'm not saying this year, in 2 years, you're going to read and hear about Matt Harrison. I'm not sure about Padilla. I'm not a big Padilla fan. I think Millwood's better days are behind him. Throws a lot of breaking balls, puts a lot of stress on his arm, and McCarthy's hurt. So you're right. Their biggest issue is on the mound, and that's why they could be very similar to the way the Detroit Tigers were last year. They can hit, but can they pitch? And I'm not nuts about the bullpen. The one thing I really like is that they brought in Omar Vizquel to help Elvis Andrus at shortstop. You know, there's not many better than Omar Vizquel, and they've got a young kid in Elvis Andrus, and there's Omar helping with the defense for Elvis Andrus, and that's really going to make a difference to those pitchers. If you can have a defense behind you, I think everything will be okay.
Well, you got Elvis Andrus at short. I want to get your impression on whether he's ready or not, but then Michael Young has gone over to third base reluctantly, and sort of Nolan Ryan had to twist his arm to do that. But what do you see in the left side of that infield? Is Andrus ready, and how does Michael Young look at third?
In my opinion, and this is just my opinion, they have hurt two positions instead of one. I think Andrus made a lot of errors in the minor leagues. He is a prospect still. He is not a proven major league player. But I don't think Texas thinks they can win it all this year, and they'd rather have him learn at the big league level, which, Marty, as you know, has become a trend in baseball. The younger players are getting playing time. The older players become free agents, are getting less money. But the clock is now ticking on Andrus. His clock starts now. So I don't think that it's that I would have done it, but I have to give him credit. Andrus is an excellent ball player, but now you've changed two positions with Young playing third. And, you know, quite frankly, they have another issue, and that's in center field, where they're hoping that Andrew Jones can come back. Now, granted, he has lost some weight. He looks more fit, but his bat speed, Marty, is way, way down. It's way too slow. I have seen him strike out several times already this spring, and he wasn't even close to the ball. So they may look to Marlon Byrd in center, who's a pretty good defensive player, but he just doesn't have the stick that they need. And I, ultimately, I think everything could turn out okay.
Well, we'll see. The A's take on Texas March 19th. Hey, enjoy your day today. We'll be out in Peoria tomorrow for the A's and the Padres, and we'll talk to you tomorrow morning, Bernie.
Thank you, sir. Take care and have a great game.
All right, that is Bernie Pleskov, our Major League Scout. A pretty good scouting report, I thought, on the Texas Rangers. And not rocket science. They've got to catch the ball. They've got to pitch the ball, but they can score runs. And as he said, Nolan Ryan, a big impact. Well, if Nolan Ryan could pitch, then I think the Rangers may have something. If Mike Maddux could pitch. But Neftali Feliz, that is a name to remember. He's another one of those hotshot prospects on the mound. So the Rangers, they say their farm system is one of the best in baseball. We'll see. But we're going to see him March 19th. So Mariners, A's here today. And we'll see Texas March 19th. All right, more coming up on Right Off the Bat. Had a nice chat with Jen Mueller. And she works for Fox Sports Northwest and sort of giving us the flavor of what is going on with the Seattle Mariners up in the Emerald City. So I saw Jen, a very enthusiastic young reporter, and we'll come back with my interview with her about the Seattle Mariners right after this.